Oi, oi, it's your boy, Jack Slack, enjoying a cup of Twinings Earl Grey tea and a stem ginger biscuit. Twinings because I'm running very low on Melbourne breakfast. And it turns out that T2 closed all their shops in the UK, despite all the advertising I've been doing for them. So I'm going to have to order some more from Australia. But if I recall, Boris Johnson did stand on television with a packet of Tim Tams and say that we are no longer having any additional tariffs on stuff from Australia, so I might have to order a load. When I was in Australia back in the day, they used to have the Marks and Spencer ship come in every month or two, and all the British wives would run down to the dock and pick up their Heinz baked beans or whatever shit was in. And a stem ginger biscuit, for the Americans listening, is like when you get a patty of sausage meat and then you put ginger in it. No, it's a shortbread biscuit with ginger in it. So today, we got some fights happening, which is good. We got a pretty good main event. Arnold Allen versus Max Holloway. There's some other stuff going on. George Hardwick's fighting this weekend in Cage Warriors. There's a pretty banging PFL card, which we'll get onto later. Joe Joyce is fighting against Zhang. Think of it like the little sleeveless jacket the posh boys wear. Zhile Zhang. And that's happening on Saturday night as well. Joe Joyce is defending his WBO interim world heavyweight title because even though Usyk doesn't have a fight booked, that's just how boxing be. You can be the interim champion, but you then have to defend the interim belt while you're waiting for your allegedly assured title shot. But let's kick it off with the one that everyone's here for, Max Holloway versus Arnold Allen. I've been watching a lot of Arnold Allen in the last couple of days. Haven't watched a lot of Max Holloway recently. Like a nice version of Max Payne. Haven't watched a lot of Max Holloway recently. I watched the Yair Rodriguez match not long ago. I didn't revisit the Volkanovski one because I just remember it being quite depressing. Yeah, Volkanovski was on another level, but you know, Max also dropped off a bit. And that seems to be obvious. I mean, that I was saying that coming into that third fight because in the Yair Rodriguez fight he had so much trouble with a guy who just spazzes out. A guy who gets by on just raw talent and athleticism. Got a mouthful of stem ginger, sorry. But Arnold Allen's a really interesting guy because he came into the UFC so early, so young. And if you watch his first UFC fights, he is crap. it's the most plodding step up high kick, almost. I think he came in later than the age of sprawl shorts, but he looks like he should be wearing sprawl shorts. And then just over the years, he has improved and improved and improved, and he looks so sharp now. He's in a great place. He's the one that people bring up whenever I say Leon Edwards is the best fighter that Britain's ever produced. I was saying that before he won the title. And without the title in the picture to remind everyone that, yes, he probably is, people would say, well, what about Arnold Allen? Because Arnold Allen is pretty bloody good. Strong wrestling, strong grappling, and obviously wickedly fast hands, good kicks. And I think he'll always be easier to sell to people as a great British hope because Leon, you know, he's not a consistent finisher by any means. He doesn't really... I mean, he does hurt people, but he doesn't really fight like he desperately wants to finish, whereas Arnold Allen will get daft in there, just swinging for the fences. So most recently, I was revisiting his three most recent fights, actually. Cater, Hooker, and Yusuf. Yusuf's a really interesting one because he's a... With Hooker, there was a big weight cut. And with Calvin Cater, obviously, the knee injury sort of robbed you of a second round. But Sadiq Yusuf is a very good fighter. And if you haven't seen his preview of this fight, definitely check it out. It's a great laugh. But very good fighter. No real questions over his weight cut or his whether he's declining or whatever. And Arnold Allen really did look good against him. There are a few things with Arnold Allen. You know, he's not... I mean, no one's going to sell it. Hopefully, no one on this podcast is expecting anyone to be infallible as a fighter. But Arnold Allen, what often saves him is the speed and power. I will say his footwork has improved enormously over the years because Sadiq Yusuf... Well, the people who've had success against him, Mads Burnell, way back in 2018... just got him on the back foot and kept him there until he got ninja choked in round three. But Sadiq Yusuf is another example. Just people getting him on the back foot and trying to keep him there. He has a lot more trouble with that. He really likes people who are just going to be out in the open.